Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Obviously, we're going to give out the warnings, parental advisory, viewer discretion is necessary because there are times I cannot control my mouth because it runs a lot. Today, we are going to be talking about everything, anything, and just having a great old time. We're going to look at it as this is our night for a good old get-together, a good old chat about this, that, and the other. But first, we are going to play some music. We are going to take this back to somewhere, I think it was around the 2000s, and we are going to have some clock. welcome to Hazel Runs Her Mouth, everybody. I hope that your week is going smoothly, lovingly, and that you're finding somewhere cool to cool down, because dang is it hot, 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 hot. And if it ain't hot, throw in the humidity on top of it, and it's just weather that's meant for people who aren't human. I swear they're not human. They're aliens coming from a different planet where heat and humidity reign supreme. For the rest of us, we sweat in puddles. What I want to know is, with my butt as big as it is, why doesn't this weather help me lose weight? I sweat from morning till night, and I'm still big as a house, and you could park and cool your car in the shadow of my butt. Anywho, it is a Wednesday. That means it's hump day. AJ, what day is it?
Hump day.
And all I can say is we're nearly in the middle of August already. It just seems like 5 minutes ago that it was like the beginning of summer, and everybody's like, oh, it was just cold weather ago. We needed to warm up. Now we got people counting down the days till autumn. We have got people wanting Thanksgiving. Cora wants Christmas. If it was Cora's way, she'd have her decorations up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, playing Christmas carols and wearing dreadful Christmas sweaters. But that's
also the countdown for kids going back to school.
That is true. The kids are going back to school September 1st. I did actually do the back to school shopping today, and I'm glad I did it today because the woman at Walmart warned me that all of the prices in Walmart and other stores are set to go up the final 2 weeks of summer vacation, which means starting next week, the prices on back-to-school stuff will go up. And then she said what they do is they send out coupons and the such like that brings the prices back down to what they are right now. So you may think you're getting a deal, when in fact you aren't. So my advice is, you know, get on there and get stuff right away. Hold on, I'm talking to Robert at the same time. So the other thing I want to say is take a really good look at the notebooks that you are buying your kids and everything right now. Because, as I say, I was at Walmart today, and I picked up a bunch of their notebooks. And I went to, you know, they have those little machines, the price checkers, AJ?
Mm-hmm.
They got the price checkers there, and I was trying to get a total of what I was spending. So I scanned some of these notebooks, and they were 42 cents, 42 cents, 42 cents. And then I scanned these other ones, and they came up 17 cents. Well, it turns out Walmart actually has a range of eco-friendly notebooks. They're all made from recyclable paper, and it says on the front, eco-something. It's got a little line down it. And those ones are 17 cents. Now, they have those mixed in with the regular notebooks, so you do have to go through them. So there's me, I'm standing, this woman's like grabbing handfuls of notebooks and stuff, and she's like, why are you just taking so long looking for notebooks? So I didn't tell her why. It's like, I'm not going to tell her I'm looking for the 17 cents one, because this woman would knock me out the way and got it herself. So I just, you know, just said looking for specific colors for the school, and then we did actually get onto that whole conversation where when our kids were in elementary school and middle school, you had to have certain color notebooks. Don't you remember this, AJ?
No.
Where we would go to the store and it would be like, oh, for this subject you need a red notebook, a red folder, and such and such. And then it was like you needed a yellow notebook and a yellow folder for math and a green notebook and a green folder for science. I'm so glad he's now in high school, because now it's just notebooks, folders, pencils, pens. The only thing they, you know, they do say is like, well, you need to have some red pens for science, and you need to have black pens for this, and you need pencils for that. But the rest of it, it's great. It really is. I'm so happy about that. But what's actually weird for me, and I'm finding, understanding where my mom was coming from when she said that time goes by so quick and everything, is this year Robert is a junior in high school. And that to me is freaky as anything. That my son, my little baby boy, I remember the day he was born and how he smelled and the little snuffling noises he makes and everything. And there he is now, a junior in high school. You want to see what my dorky friend just sent me a picture? This is how Cora looks while she's... Cora just sent me a picture of herself through, like, some of these apps that you can get, and I have no words for her. She's lost her ever-loving mind. But anyway, yeah, it's weird for me that Robert is going to be a junior and is on his final 2 years of high school. It's very, very strange. It really is very strange that, you know, we are now at that point where we're starting to think about, where he's starting to think about what he wants to do. Does he want to go to college? Does, you know, is he still going to join the National Guard? Those sorts of things. Don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of him and everything that he's done, but it does. Time has just gone by really, really fast. So with that being said, I'm actually going to play a song that is actually a song that I wouldn't say it's mine, AJ, and Robert's family song, but it's a song that promotes for us a movie that we love as a family. We absolutely love as a family. And every time we hear this song, it just does it for us. So this is, it's our family song from one of our favorite movies. So here we go.
I want to fun. I want to F-F-U-F-U-N-K. I want to fun.
Thank you.
And we are back. You better save me while I'm still mad at you over the cream puff incident.
I didn't know.
Anyhow, we shan't argue on air. We have decorum. We have grace.
Yes.
But anyway, I actually want to say this one thing. There's this, my mom sent me, Robert, and AJ these call-in towels. They actually look like bandanas and can be used around your neck or as a headscarf. They're only, you can get cheap ones for like $4 or $5, and you just wet them. They're made of a special material that helps keep you cool. And we've been wearing ours all evening, and I would just like to say they are amazing. I think they'd be don't you think they'd be a really good idea if you've got kids as well, Trill?
Mm-hmm.
Like young kids. Robert's got his for football because obviously being out in that heat, you know, is going to be terrible and everything. But, you know, Cora says you're an angel. Shh, get out of here. Don't even smile like that, Trill. You ain't no angel and she knows it. You got all these people fooled. But I would really heartily recommend that people get them, just because it does, you know, it did help cool us down. We came in from doing a lot of running around today, and thankfully we had them when we got to the house. And me and AJ are both really, really hot, sweaty and everything. We rinsed them out, put them on, and you can feel your temperature start to drop really rapidly. Which is a good thing. This tea is so important to stay cool and try and stay as hydrated as, you know, humanly possible. So, was there anything you wanted to say, my Mr. Jones?
That jeweler had to retire.
He did have to?
Yeah, because the surgery, I guess the something with his neck, is like they told him that he couldn't no longer play in the football league.
Well, for those of you who can't hear what AJ's saying and everything, Prince Fielder had an injury that resulted in him having to have surgery, and that has now resulted in his retirement from Major League Baseball. We were actually blessed to actually have him on our team for many years, and despite what people said, he did a good job. And the one thing I really admired him for was when he did that photo shoot for Sports Illustrated and got naked for it. Because he basically showed, you know, that you don't have to be skinny or muscular and everything. You can have a little bit of flesh on you. And one, still pull the ladies, well, hey. And two, you know, be athletic and be good at what you do and everything. So as much as it said that, you know, he's had to retire, I'm sure that this isn't going to be the last we're going to see of him. I'm sure there's going to be a lot more for him in the future as well. So that actually brings us back to the whole baseball thing. And what else is going on in the sports world, Mr. Jones? Oh, I actually have a question for you. What were your thoughts on the game on Sunday being canceled for the Hall of Fame game?
I think they should have been on it better, and they should have known that it was pretty bad when they were doing the field. They should have
said
beforehand.
And that's my point exactly. This game had been scheduled for months. As soon as Brett Favre was announced as he was going into the Hall of Fame, you know, they then should have started working on the field, making sure the turf was good and everything. And in the weeks leading up to it, they should have been checking it. They should have been making sure it's okay. Now, what is really bad, and this is what just really disgusted me when I heard this. One, obviously, they decided only a couple of hours, if that, before the game started, that they were canceling it. But get this, AJ. If you bought your ticket online and paid with a credit card and all that lot, you got a refund.
Yeah, they didn't mention it.
Okay, no, but get this. If you went to the ticket office or anywhere that had ticket offices and you paid cash, you didn't get a refund. You have to now fight to get your refund and put in a claim. But get this on top of it. What about all those people who bought tickets through Craigslist and eBay?
Ooh.
The original purchaser, if they bought them using credit cards and debit cards, they're going to get their money back. Plus, on top of that, have the money that they got for selling it. Now, if you were smart and you bought, say, for example, your tickets on eBay and paid with PayPal, you could actually go through PayPal and put a claim in for that money back. And I know that there were some people saying that they were doing that. But what about the others who had spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars in cash getting their tickets at the last minute and everything, who are now out that money? And what I want to know is, how are you going to, you know, how do you provide proof of claiming that money back?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, so there's a lot, to me, there's a lot of issues behind that that needs to be sorted out. And as I say, you had months to get that field sorted. You had months to make sure everything was tip-top condition in that lot. And to then at the last minute say, right before the game started, the crowds were coming in. They, you know, to then say, I'm sorry, we're not doing this. That to me was the biggest load of horse crap that you could possibly imagine. Really was ridiculous. Ooh, excuse me. I will apologize for yawning at everybody again. My other issue with that whole thing as well is that, as I say, apart from that, they should have been, there was plenty of other places in that area where they could have played the game, where they could have moved it and said, okay, the ground's not what we were thinking and we messed up. Okay, can we go and take it to somewhere else? Within the same area, people who had gone down there would be willing to travel to, you know, to do it. I mean, it's not that big of a deal for people who were there. They wanted to see the game. And it then makes me laugh because I was reading some of the sports, you know, things that were going on, and also some of the people who they've spoken to, and they're saying, these reporters are saying, oh, there are some very angry people, and that's not necessary to be angry because our players need to be protected. They have every right to be angry. Seriously. They've spent money. They have traveled. I mean, they were talking with people who had come from up here, up by Green Bay, who had traveled all the way down there for the Hall of Fame and to watch this game. And, you know, to be shafted like that, and that's what it was. They were shafted big time. To me, it's just, it's not right. It really is not right. It's, to me, it's disgusting, and it definitely shows a severe lack of planning and that they really didn't, they're not thinking of the fans. I understand they got to make sure that their football players and everything aren't injured, but, you know, where does the fans come into this? I mean, seriously, where do the fans, you know, come into this? I know, it just, it's irritating. To me, it's really, really irritating. Hopefully, there'll be no more preseason games, you know, cancelled, and the teams out there have, you know, taken a look at what has gone on and are double-checking and triple-checking their own fields and making sure the conditions are okay there. As I say, they had so much time in order to be able to get this together. They knew the importance of it. And then to blow it is, yeah, it's just ridiculous. It really is. Ooh, I'll be yours. Well, and my whole thing is what you probably heard me just say, is, you know, what about the reimbursement of the traveling that a lot of people did? You can't tell me that there aren't other arenas and stadiums and stuff there that they could have done the game at. Where
they went to Cleveland, at least, to Cincinnati.
I mean, people had already traveled down there. If they had said, you know, okay, we've got an issue, this is what we've got to do, you know, for the safety of everyone. You know, if you can get there, you'll still have your seats and all this type of stuff. But to me, it was a kick in the face. The fans were not thought of. And as I said,
I totally understand they got to keep make sure that their athletes and everything are, you know, kept healthy. But what about the fans? It just showed that the whole mentality isn't about the fans at all. The fans, to me, were not taken into consideration. They were treated as second-class citizens. And, yeah, I'm sorry, I think it's absolutely disgusting. I really, really do. But on that note, we're going to play another song, and we will be right back. Some issues with the internet right now, so if we just disappear or anything, please bear with us. We will be right back. I don't know what the issue is, but it really isn't responding how it should.
AJ's not having any issues by the looks of it, but for some reason I am, and I don't know why. But where else was we going with tonight's show, Trill? You remember? Huh? Oh, yeah, but that's too lovey-lovey. We got to wait a bit. We got to ease into the loveliness and everything. Oh, I could actually say something that happened today. So, as many people know, I trained as a doula, and I had a couple of issues with a couple of people who, you know, I'd spoken with in regards to helping them out and everything. And they went to check out, make sure I was legitimate, saying what, you know, what I said was true. They checked with the Stillbirth Day website and came back to me and said, well, you said your name is Hazel Jones. We can only find a Hazel Flint. And I'm like, well, that is me. But, you know, I've been married since I did the training. But that just seems odd, blah, 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 blah. So the first one like that was shortly after I got married, so I did contact the Stillbirth Day and say, look, is there any way that you can change my name on the website and my credentials and everything, because I'm, you know, having some issues. No response. I didn't get any response. Then I totally forgot about it. Other things came up, and I tried to sign up for the scholarship to do the Stillbirth Day ministry and everything, and never heard anything back in regards to that. And basically, I ended up coming to blows with Heidi over that, the whole ministry thing, saying, you know, I'm trying to find out what's going on. You don't reply, you know. And then, you know, it's, oh, sorry, I let you down, all this lot. Well, it was actually nearly 2 weeks ago, I had the same thing where somebody contacted me in regards to being a Stillbirth Day, like doula and everything. I told her my name. I said, go check me out if you want to make sure I'm legitimate. He came back and said, okay, well, there's a Hazel Flint on there. You're Hazel Jones. I went through the whole thing again. And yet again contacted the owners of Stillbirth Day and asked them for some help, saying, you know, this is what's going on. You know, can you please, is there any way my credentials can be changed to either show Hazel Flint Jones or Hazel Jones, just something? I didn't get a reply. I was waiting and waiting. So then I posted in the support group for doulas saying, I've been trying to get hold of Heidi. She isn't replying, but this is what's going on. Can someone help me? I got accused of being mean and horrible, and I copied and pasted this and sent it actually to a mutual friend who has also done the training and said, did this sound mean to you? I then eventually did get hold of Heidi, spoke with her over the weekend, and she told me, she assured me Sunday night, I'm going to work on it right now, I'm going to change the details, and everything could be great. Well, today somebody who I know online via Facebook contacted me and said, I know you're a doer and everything, but is there anybody who trained with you guys who is in Europe? And I'm not going to say which country because I'm not going to give out too much details about this person. I said, let me go look on their website. I couldn't find it on the website, where to look. So I went to send the owner a message via Facebook, only to find out this owner had blocked me. So I went back to the website and had a look, and I have been completely removed from the website. And I mean completely removed. My name is gone. It doesn't look like I've trained or anything. I am no longer on that website. So I tried sending the owner a message through their fan page. Not heard anything back. So in the end, I went to speak with what I was considered one of the team leaders and said to her about it. I said, you know what, is there any way that you can ask and find out what's going on? She came back to me this evening and said that I had to speak with one of two people and gave me their names. And my point was, how can I when one of them has me blocked? I sent a message to the other one. And the message to the other one was like, could someone please tell me what's going on? Last I'd heard from the owner, you know, things were going to be changed or that lot. No response back. They've read the messages. No response, no response. So now I don't know what's going on, but not only did they delete and block me, they also blocked another friend of mine from being able to send messages as well. And then the owner has the audacity to go and say, oh, I wish we could all get along, I'm a good person, and all this lot. Well, I don't doubt for a minute that she is a good person. I really do think she has a kind heart, but I think that she has stretched herself way too thin, way beyond the point where she's able to handle what's going on. And the people that she has helping her, you know, aren't particularly the best in themselves either. You know, it's always an issue with a certain one of them. She likes to, every time you make a comment, oh, stop being so mean, stop being so mean. She for sure has her favorites, and I mean for sure has her favorites. And that makes it very, very difficult when you're trying to do things and all that lot. It's not going to stop me from doing what I do already. It's just very, very frustrating how it's come about. They can remove me from their website all they like. They cannot take my certification away from me. And the other thing is they cannot put me down as delinquent or a bad person because they have not had any official complaints from anyone in regards to me. I just find it really upsetting that, you know, as a business owner, as somebody who, you know, is running these programs, you know, you should have a team of people who can help, you know, people who have trained under you. You shouldn't be able to just keep blowing people off. And that's basically what has happened. My friend the other friend who's been blocked and everything, literally had to fight to get her details put on the website. And that's not how it should be. It really isn't. And I'm sorry, but I just find it outrageous that there are that people are being treated that way. So that's my little rant for the evening.
You probably got more.
No, I'm not going to say any more about it.
No, I'm just saying more issues to rant about.
I haven't got more issues to rant about. I've had a good rant already. So we're going to play another song and we'll be right back.
It's been a long without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn, who knew all the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Oh. your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see
okay, we are back. If for some reason I disappear, we will be back as soon as possible. We are just having, as I said before, we're having some internet issues, and it's being worked on right now. So hopefully it will, you know, pick up so I can answer some questions that I know were sent to me. But as I say, I want to say that it's difficult and everything, but I would say that since being a part, sadly, of the baby loss community, there is a lot of lots of cliques and little groups who are all together all the time. And if you're not a part of that or you don't fit their mold, then, you know, you're gone. And it's sad because there are so many people who do so much wonderful things in the community, and they're just blown off. They seriously are blown off from it. And I don't even know where to begin of how it makes you feel when, you know, you have your little gangs and everything, and you don't fit that mold. So in order to get you away from that mold, things are said and things are twisted and turned. It's, to me, it's terrible. It really is. There's very much a gang mentality, and you have to really, you know, kiss ass on a bunch of people. And what is funny is that, you know, there are people, I tell you what it is to me, it seems to me as though all of those who didn't attend the homecoming for stillbirth day were removed from the website and that type of thing. And that's not how it should be. It really isn't. We all work in different ways. We work under different names, under different guises, and have gone our own way. But, you know, we still are there for the same reason, that we're trying to help people. And if that cannot be seen and that cannot be recognized, then maybe that's something that we don't want to be a part of. And I'm sorry, but I don't want to deal with that. I really don't. See, I'm going to start getting really angry in a second, so I'm going to find another song. This song is actually for all of my friends who have stood by me, who have all been good friends. You all basically are my family. So this song is for you. Okay, we are back. Those last two songs are dedicated to all my friends out there, the ones who stuck by me through thick and thin, and the ones who, even if we have a couple of days where we don't talk, when we do, we just pick up where we left off. We never let our egos get in the way. We revel in each other's accomplishments. We are there when people need us. You know, all that good stuff. That's what friendship is about. That's the true definition of a friend. And I think in, you know, I'm going to go back to the baby loss community again. I think part of it is that when you lose a child, you want to latch out to anybody who's been there, you know, any person who's experienced the same thing. You know, you want to hear that what you're feeling is normal. You know, all those emotions, the anger, the upset, the at times the hatred, the everything. You want to hear that that's all normal and that that's, you know, something that everybody experiences. And, you know, so you reach out. You reach out, you reach out, you keep reaching out. And what eventually happens is that you end up with this huge circle of people that you deal with. And some of these people aren't even people who, if you hadn't have lost a child, you probably would have been friends with to begin with. I know for a fact that if I had met Cora, Victoria, Kyla, Ariel, Cara, just to name a few, if I had actually met them outside of the baby loss community, we still would have been friends. You know, we still would have, you know, got to know each other, just purely based on our personalities. But then you latch on to people who maybe you don't share, have the same personalities, you don't have the same outlook on things. And but you latch on to them because you've lost a child. You need their companionship. You need their feeling of unity and feeling of this is what I need. I need someone who understands. It doesn't matter the rest of your life that they don't get anything that you do. They don't understand if you homeschool or send your kids to school. They don't understand if you know, you're faith-based or if you don't believe in anything. You know, in the reality, if you don't get that, but you're united because you've lost a child. Well, with hindsight and on this journey, you know, for 4 years I've been walking this path and I've made a lot of mistakes. I will say that I have made a lot of mistakes and I have treated people not the best. I will admit that. I hold my own downfalls and I hold my own mistakes that I've made. But what I will say is that it was out of that need to be needed, basically. It was out of that need to have someone say that they understood. And it really, at the times, there are times where it doesn't matter who understands, just someone understanding. But when you take out that the whole thing of having the unity because you've lost a child, then you're left with, how do you make this friendship work? You know, how do you make this friendship go on from being something that you met this person and you grieved with this person? How do you go from there on to being friends based on mutual likes and dislikes and things? To me, and that's where the tough part comes into it. As someone who was raised as a Christian, who does believe in God, who does believe in the existence of an afterlife, who does believe that there's more to us than just this, that we do reap what we sow, that we do have to repent for our sins, and that there is going to come a point where we have to stand accountable to someone aside from ourselves and our family for what we've done, I find it hard to understand where people who don't believe in that come from. I really do.
But with that being said, I do have a few friends who don't believe in God and everything. However, they respect me enough to understand that I do. I respect them enough, and that mutual respect is there. Now, there have been times when things have changed with certain people because they just don't get it. They don't understand, you know, why that is the way it is. And after a while, that interrupts in everything that your friendship is about. And you realize, you soon come to realize that a lot of people really aren't your friends. They really aren't. They're acquaintances. They're people who, you know, perhaps you're both on the same career path and you want to, you know, you end up working in the same office together. It's that kind of thing where you tolerate each other, but you really, aside from that one thing, you really don't have much time for each other. And slowly you go from having this big host of people around you down to the people who get it. You know, they get you. They understand where you're coming from. They understand, you know, how things run and operate in your life. And they want the best for you. They want you to succeed in everything that you do, and they don't see that you're changing direction or changing path or achievements or learning is something bad or negative. They see it as something that can be moved forward with, that can be, is a positive. You know, when I see my friends succeeding and I see my friends doing certain things, it's like, that's great, you know, well done, I'm so proud of you. For me, there's not that moment where I think, shh, bitch. And you know that comes out of some people. You know, it really does. When I see my friends succeed and go down certain life paths, it is wonderful to see, especially when you know where they've come from, whether it's buying a new house or getting a car or starting a new job, starting a training, learning some new skills, whatever it is. You know, this whole attitude of I've got to one-up you just shouldn't be there when it's friends. You know, and it can't be there. To me, there's no place in this world for that. You know, if people want to start and pretend that they're holier than thou and their little cliques, go right ahead. But, you know, you just got to remember when you fall down from that ladder that you're walking on where you think that you're all that and then some, you're going to come a point where you're going to fall down. And when you fall down, it's not going to be very nice because the same people that you're treading on, the same people that you're hurting, the same people that you're belittling, the same people that you're mouthing off to, they're there on that ladder as you fall. And even if as you fall, you're going to want someone to reach out and grab you. Is that person going to be the one who you bad-mouthed? Is that person who's going to grab you be the one who you belittled, who you name-called, who you treated with animosity? That's what you got to think. My thing is this, there are people who I really particularly do not like out there. I really don't. But you don't see me going on Facebook and bad-mouthing them publicly. You don't see me treating them like they're pieces of crap. You know, you have to treat people with how you want to be treated. I'm not going to go out there and put all over Facebook, this person done this, 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 and this to me, unless they've been really, really horrendous, which, you know, that woman who stole Maddie's stuff, who we lived with briefly, I will go out there and say it because people need to know there's people like that around. But just general friendships that have ended, I have my moments where I'll imply, and that's I suppose in a way that is actually just as bad. But there's only so much also that you can hold in pain-wise. But I'm not going to go out there and badmouth everybody publicly. You know, I could quite easily put up there everything that went on between me and certain friends, but you know, you can't do that. I just know that when I've fallen from the rungs of those ladders, I've been blessed to have friends who've grabbed me on my way down and said, no, I can get you back up there, we'll help you get back up there.
And I hope that the people who I love and who have, they've transcended from friends to family know that when they're feeling that way, I'm there for them. Excuse me. I will always be there for them. So the next song that I'm going to play actually is the song, and there's a reason behind me wanting to play this, other than that it was the song that me and AJ had a little dance to at our wedding. But it also brings back another memory from that day. When I was having a little dance at my wedding, there was an adorable little boy who I loved to pieces called TC, who came up to me and pulled on my wedding dress and said, "Can I dance too?" What, I mean, seriously, what could I say? I have a gorgeous little boy come up to me and say, "Can I dance too?" I swooped that boy up in my arms and we had a nice little dance together. And that to me, apart from the fact that I married the man who I love more than life itself, that to me was a memory that will last forever. That was such a beautiful, beautiful memory. So as well as this being mine and AJ's wedding song, this is also mine and TC's song as well, and it will be that way forever.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Joking, people. Swedish fish flavored Oreo cookies. I don't even know where to go. I love Swedish fish. You know, if I get a Swedish fish, do I share? No. They're for me, me only. I'm not sharing. But Swedish fish flavored Oreo cookies. To me, there's something seriously wrong with that on so many levels, I don't even know where to begin. I just don't get it. What were the other flavors there? They're pumpkin flavored at some point. Bacon flavored. I swear, if they bring out sour cream and ranch or salt and vinegar flavor, I'm done. I'm packing my bags, so I'm moving back to England. We don't do, well, we do have crazy stuff in England like that, but seriously, I don't know. To me, it's on the same level as Lay's when they do their design a new flavor. You know, soon they're going to come out with sweaty armpit. Use gym sock. Sweaty testicle. Coming soon to a Lay's potato chip near you. I mean, come on now. They've gone just from one extreme to the other. Now, I understand the, you know, people are wanting to try new flavors and all this lot. But come on now. I mean, it really gets to a point. I understand that there is a good combination between bacon and maple syrup, because apparently they both offset each other with the salt and sweet and everything. But personally, I'm not one of those people. I cannot stand maple syrup, so that doesn't really help matters to begin with. But this craziness in flavors. AJ, what is the most craziest flavor combination you've seen on anything? It doesn't even have to be Oreos or potato chips. What is the craziest flavor combination you've seen? And if you dare say it's anything I've cooked, I will not cook for you again, and I will make you eat garbage.
Eggs with ketchup.
No, no, no. Eggs with ketchup is a staple of an English diet. If you were English and you weren't raised having eggs with ketchup, then there's an issue with you. Okay, let's go back to processed food. See, even Cora, yummy eggs with ketchup. Thank you, Cora. See, Cora's my friend. You don't like ketchup that much anyway, so that's not even an issue for you. No, I'm on about things like that you buy from the store. What like flavor things have you seen that have just made you go, dear God, why? And I can actually come up with two things that I've seen. Have you got any? Okay, Jones flavored soda a few years back did a mashed potato and gravy flavored soda. And they also did a bacon flavored soda. Yeah, and I have to agree with Cora here. She said Peeps. All the different flavor Peeps they bought out. Which one was it that you bought that you really liked?
From the Joneses?
The Peeps. We're on about Peeps now.
Oh, Peeps. God. Secret flavor.
See, I'm even impressed that you eat those things. Peeps are just nasty. They're nasty. But, yeah, they had some at Walmart, and they were called Secret Flavored, and AJ got them and said they were good. Of course, they're fun to blow up in a microwave. We must try that. No, we have to try that. I feel like there's some sort of international law that will be broken if we don't. No fun. Oh, my gosh. I don't like Peeps. But saying that, I've got up in...
Oh, you don't like Peeps.
Up in the library, I actually have 50 Peep-shaped bubble containers. Yeah, see, and I agree with Corey. If you eat Peeps, it's like dumping tea in the Boston Harbor. You just don't do it. It's not allowed. It's disgusting. It's an abomination, and it's sad on humanity. You ain't even listening, are you? You're choosing to ignore me, or is your tooth hurting? Poor AJ's actually got an issue with his gum, not so much his tooth. It's his gum. And he's okay if he eats savory things, but as soon as some sugar and stuff gets in there, then he has a little bit of issue. But he's handling it like a man, so he's doing it good. Please note the underlying subtext on that one. Handling it like a man. Yeah, exactly. So we are going to play another quick song, and then we're going to be back. But I can't even, I don't know if you, whereabouts it is. I got to find it. So, AJ, I have a question for you. You do know one thing, right? That if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends, right?
Get with them or know, just to know them?
You just got to get with my friends.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna zig a zig. If you want my future, forget my past. If you wanna get with me, better make it fast. Now don't go wasting my precious time. Get your act together, we could be just fine. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I wanna really, really, really wanna take a big time.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking it too easy, but that's the way it is.
What you think about that? Now you know how I feel. Say you could handle my love. Are you for real?
Are you for real?
I won't be hasty. I'll give you a try. If you really bug me, then I'll say goodbye.
If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends. Make it last forever. Friendship never ends. If you wanna be my lover, you have got to give. Taking it too easy, but that's the way it is.
So here's a story from A to Z. You wanna get with me, you gotta listen carefully. We got M in the place, who likes it in your face. You got G like MC.
When I'm making, keep it real.
Oh, baby, bring
Okay, we are back. That's actually one of mine and AJ's songs. But that version of it. Not the original. This version. It has to be this version. But anywho, it's getting to that time of the evening where we're watching Leverage and Leverages. I'm sorry, but we are Leverage buffs. We love this show, and we're watching it on Netflix. We've seen it all before and everything, but it's a good show. Tora has just informed me that it's 136 days, 2 hours and 10 minutes and 8 seconds until Christmas. So get your Christmas shopping in now, people.
Oh, my God. Why would you have to say that?
Because Cora is a Christmas nut.
We don't want to know about the snow.
She don't care about the snow. She just wants to decorate and do fun. She's got one of those shell elf. No, she doesn't. All these people have shelf on the elf, and she has got the snowman from Frozen. Trail.
Snowman from Frozen.
Yeah.
Would you build a snowman?
How about no? Cora started her Christmas shopping. It's at times like this I dislike her. I'm still over here thinking, oh, my God, have I got all of Robert's school supplies? And she's like, yeah, I'm nearly done with my Christmas shopping. This I just have the kids to buy for. Like, see, she's another one, like my mom. My mom is already Christmas shopping. Do you know what she said to me the other day? Start thinking what you and AJ and Robert want for Christmas. It's like, Mom, it ain't even my birthday yet. Can I have my birthday before we skip to Christmas? But this is one thing you and I both agree on. Birthdays, as you get older, especially me, I'm in my 40s now, and I think partly they don't mean as much to me as the kids' birthdays. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm more excited about preparing for Robert's birthday and everything than I am really about my own. I don't know. It's just, I just don't really, yeah, it's okay. It's another day. You know, it's just, yeah, another day. Here we go. I think a lot of that, I used to really love my birthdays, but that was until I moved over here. And those of you who know, Robert's dad didn't like doing anything to celebrate my birthday. If I got presents from people over here, then he would make me take them back and get the money back and give him the money. If my family sent me presents and stuff, then he would get me to sell it and give him the money. So I never really had a birthday. It was only when he went to jail and I, you know, started dating AJ that birthdays actually started getting better. But, you know, from 1999 through to nearly 2007, birthdays were just, it is what it is. And it's kind of still that way now. I just don't have, I'm similar around Christmas as well. I really don't care too much about myself when it comes to Christmas. I like to make sure Robert and AJ are taken care of and people who I care about. But for me, it's like, why bother? I mean, to me, it's going to sound really harsh, but it's like, what is so special about me that warrants anything given to me? I mean, in my mind, I'm nothing. I've had that thrown at me for when I was married to my ex-husband and then with Robert's dad, where when you're treated like nothing and told you're nothing for so long, even when you're with people who think you're something, it's very hard to get out of that, you know, conditioning. And AJ will tell you as well, when I get gifts, it's very hard for me to actually use them for the longest time. I will keep them in, like, the wrapping they came in, or keep them in a box, and they will just get put to the side, and it's only after a while that I will actually use them when I know that I don't have to sell them. And I know that sounds really harsh, but, you know, literally for so long, birthdays and Christmases were meant with, yeah, it was almost like that whole photo birthday and photo Christmas where you take the photos of you with everything, and then afterwards it was taken away. And that's basically how it was for so many years that now, like, I would give you a prime example. I received a beautiful, beautiful necklace from Cora for
to celebrate Matthew's birthday. And it's on my dresser right now, still in the bag that she sent it to me in. And I'm at the point where I don't even know if I can wear it just yet, because is it okay for me to wear it? Is it okay for me to have it, for it to be mine? You know, is anybody going to take that away from me? And so that's basically how it is a lot of times for me. And it's really hard to, you know, get away from that. And really hard for, you know, to be in a position where you can accept something and use it right away. The only time, I will say, the only time that actually changes is if somebody sends me candy. Then I can do it. You know, I can't eat that right away and everything. But for everything else, it's very hard. It's very, very hard when you've been conditioned, you know, that way for so long. And AJ will tell you that, you know, when you're physically and also mentally abused by somebody who, you know, is supposed to care and love you and everything, there are a lot of times that you ask for so many things. Like when me and AJ moved in together, I would ask him, is it, you know, I'm going to get something to eat, is that okay? He's looking at me like I'm crazy. He'd look at me like, woman, you live here, it's your refrigerator, you bought the groceries, go and get yourself something, you know, and all those types of things, and the guilt that's behind it for having that extra snack or for buying yourself something. Even now I have a very hard time with that. I feel very guilty that when I buy something, and when it's for me, it's like I'm being selfish because I got myself something. And it's very hard to get out of that mindset. And it's part of also why I want to make sure that people have for their programs, why I will send anything I possibly can to people who run programs and everything, to make sure that they've got what they need. It's so hard to get that through to people, for people to understand that when things are constantly taken and taken and taken from you, you know, when it's taken from you so many times, and when you're told you're not worthy of being able to buy yourself anything or to be able to get yourself something or to even keep a gift that somebody has given you, you know, you want to make sure that nobody else feels that way, so you give and give and give and give and give. I'm getting better. I am getting slowly better, and I'm sure it will take time. And, you know, and I think now that Robert has a new girlfriend, her name's Erica. She is absolutely gorgeous. I love her. She is so wonderful. And I'm now in a position where I can actually do little things for her as well. And I always want, like, the women in Robert's life, I have to say women because they are young women in his life, to know that, you know, I'm not just his mom. I'm also somebody who they can, you know, talk to and everything. And I'm so blessed that, you know, Erica's embraced that. She understands mine and Robert's closeness and everything. And there are times me and Erica will gang up on Robert because that's a fun thing to do. But, you know, I'm able to do little things for her. Like, she's gone up to Michigan today, so I made her like a little gift bag with some teddies in and a coloring book and some other little bits and pieces, just so that, you know, she's got some things to do on the drive, but also so that she knows that, you know, she's cared about and loved as well. Because let's be honest, the teenage years are just, they're hard at times for you. They really are. So I'm going to play another song. Let me just find something. Here we go. We're going to play this.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, I think she'll be alright. Instead of asking mama, do your time, sir. Ask mama.
The clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, it tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. The times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
And we are back. So we got like 20 minutes left of the show, and I'm going to turn it over to AJ because he's got some news coming up about an upcoming show that he's doing tomorrow that some people might be interested in who are listening. So I'm just going to pass it over to him for a few minutes while he discusses what his plans are and everything.
Okay. If y'all might join like groups like the Milwaukee Bucks or Bucks Nation and stuff like that, I'm inviting all Bucks fans to call the show just to talk about the Bucks and what they like about the Bucks, what they think about their big three. It's just mainly just me just throwing questions at them about the Bucks. I'm a Bucks fan, and I know that the ones that's going to be calling are Bucks fans too, but just mainly like asking them questions, or if they want to ask me questions, what I think about the Bucks too, I'll answer them. So it's going to be tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, right here on this station.
And the other thing is that you can call in if you are fans of other basketball teams, if you've got questions. And, you know, let's get a dialogue going. What makes the team so good? What can be improved on? And I think it would also be nice to hear from people who maybe aren't big Bucks fans and everything, just to see where their minds are set on, you know, what the Bucks need to do, where they need to go, what mistakes are you seeing happen? So, you know, that's what's going on tomorrow. And obviously my Trelly Bear, who is absolutely wonderful. Who is wonderful? Ooh, hold on, that would be awesome. It's a lot of things that, you know, can go on, and it'll be really good. And I'm just seeing what the hell is Cora doing? Hold on a second. Cora is tormenting Brandon while he's asleep with a cuddly sheep. Is it a sheep or is it a penguin? Might be a penguin. That poor man. Oh, it's a penguin. See, I'm going to have a chat with him as to why he's asleep during my show anyway. But anyway, it's coming to that time of the evening. I'm going to wrap it up right now. As I say, we will be back tomorrow with AJ's show. So if you want to call in, please just call in. Let us know what your thoughts are and all that lot, and we'll go from there. So thanks, everybody, for listening. It's been a pleasure, as always, being your wonderful host for the Wednesday night. And we will catch you all again very soon. Loads of love to everybody. And we are out.